Lala Garza is warming up on her gold Hohner accordion. Her sister, Marcela Garza Torres, keeps the beat on the snare drum. Lala and Marcela come from a long history of musicians, but they haven't played together for over 30 years.
Oh, I can't believe I missed it. And where's the train when you need it?
Back in the 60s, the sisters played in a conjunto called Los Hermanos Garza that toured around Central Texas. Even today, it's pretty unusual for women to play conjunto music. But back then, it was a really big deal.
It was something new.
Here's Lala.
It wasn't seen very much. We used to play in Mathis, Texas.
And here's Marcela.
And these guys who were studying to be priests heard about us. And so at night when everybody was in bed, they would jump out the window and come and see us. Because they had heard that there was girls, so they didn't believe it, of course.
So how did these sisters become some of the only female conjunto players in the state?
My dad was a musician, so I guess it started when we used to go pick cotton, and if it was raining or too foggy or something and we couldn't go out, Daddy always took his accordion. So I'd sit and I just started picking on it, and then Daddy noticed that I had an ear for music, I guess.
Conjunto music features accordion, bajo sexto, electric bass, and the drums. It's a musical mezcla, a blend of Mexican and German musical traditions, and it began with migrant workers in South Texas.
A lot of us didn't have the financial means maybe to go to the movies every weekend, and, you know, no malls back then. And so it was something that brought the cotton pickers, you know, the families together.
For about 4 years, Los Hermanos Garza toured around the state. They played at dance halls, in clubs, and in houses. They always wore their matching uniforms, red turtlenecks, white skirts for the girls, and white bell bottoms for the boys. But in 1970, things fell apart. Here's Lala.
We were 2 weeks away from recording with Bego in Dallas. It's a major recording label, but I eloped, so it wasn't a planned marriage. My then boyfriend was also a musician. So we didn't get to record.
The band collapsed and never got their record deal. Lala eventually packed her accordion away.
At that time, you know, you got married and you stayed home and had a family, started a family. So that's why I quit playing. This is kind of a sad thing, but because I eloped, my mom was very hurt. My family always had large weddings. You know, I changed that by eloping. So my mom and I didn't speak for a long time. And then we did. And so I went to visit my mother, and she took me into her bedroom, and she said, there's something here that belongs to you, and you need to have it. So I really had no idea what she was talking about. And so she takes me to her bedroom, and the accordion is sitting on her bed with the case. She said, this is yours. Your dad bought it for you, and you need to take it. So I thanked her, gave her a hug, and as I was leaving, my dad and my husband were outside, and Daddy, he said in Spanish, they say, híjole, ahora sí se tiró la manteca. That was something that Daddy always said, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, this is a good thing.
Years passed, and Lala stopped playing the accordion, but eventually she loaned it to Susan, her niece, and Marcela's daughter. Just like the older generation, Susan learned music from her family and has a lot of musical memories from her childhood.
You couldn't really avoid it. I think people with any kind of musical family background, they're used to having the family there play anywhere at parties. I mean, if you're a musician, you're expected to bring your instrument and play and entertain us. We want to be entertained. So yeah, it's kind of unavoidable.
Susan now plays in a couple of bands around Austin and teaches accordion at the Mexican American Cultural Center. She's inspired a new generation to learn about the conjunto tradition, but she's also inspired her aunt to start playing again. Today, Susan, Lala, and Marcela sit at a picnic table in Susan's big backyard and play all together for the first time.
It's like riding a bike. You just, you know, never forget. You just gotta practice and it comes back to you.
This story was reported by Arlette Flores, Jennifer Gonzalez, Roberto Hernandez, and Stephen Ugalde. It was produced by Stories from Deep in the Heart, a project of Texas Folklife, for the Austin Music Map.
I like doing that.